butcherhead.net and send us an email with requests.
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to Oswaldo and the Morning After Show. Quite a party in here. It was pretty awesome to come in. I love when we have live music in the studio. My name is Ashley Kissman. I'm going to take you for the next hour, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for What Pink Sounds Like. And kind of a cheeky title, but if you listen every Tuesday, you know that it's a music show that likes to celebrate women in media and in music. So that's what we're going to do here on the show today. Lots of new music coming your way. I've got a great blog called whatpinksoundslike.com, and it's always cool to get kind of indie artists to contact me and to send me their stuff. And I always love supporting the underground artists. So we're going to feature a lot of new artists today. But first, let's start the show off right with the latest from Braids. This is off their album Native Speaker, and this is Say Mum.
Francisco's Painted Palms are making a special visit to Vancouver, Monday, July 25th at the Media Club. Painted Palms will paint a smile on your face with their delightful melodies, effortless harmonies, and friendly psychedelia. Plus, they're a bunch of hot babes. Opening up the show will be Vancouver's own Vincent Parker and Trippy Tripped Out Tripsters, Sleep Letters. $8 advance tickets are available online now at eventbrite.com. Don't miss Painted Palms with Vincent Parker and Sleep Letters, July 25th at Media Club. Brought to you by WinnieCooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, we are broadcasting from the beautiful University of British Columbia today on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ashley Kissman, and it is hot and muggy outside, not only also in the studio, to be honest, but outside. We're finally, I think, catching some of the heat wave that's going on in the rest of the country. Come on, let it come over here a bit more, because I really want an excuse to go to the beach instead of carrying my umbrella with me wherever I go, which isn't really fun for Vancouver in the summer. I expect it in the winter, not so much in the summer. come on, let's get with it. If you're just tuning in, that was Melanie Fiona with Walk On By, kind of an R&B sensation from Canada, and that was off her album The Bridge. She had a couple of mainstream hits on that album, but the rest of the album is actually pretty good. If you love R&B and you always want to support the Canadian R&B artists, definitely want to check that out. Other Canadian R&B greats are Julie Black, Divine Brown, and we're going to play some of them later in the show, so stay tuned. And earlier in the show, we started out with Braids off their latest album, Native Speaker, and that was Save Mum. Now, the next song I want to play for you is by this group that contacted me. See, that's the great thing I think about not only like underground music, college radio, and just being a part of radio stations in general, but that musicians can kind of reach out and contact you through blogs or through websites, through Twitter, through Facebook, and you really can connect with people. So Mike from oceanroots.org sent me this great music. So thanks, Mike. Shout out to you at oceanroots.org. The Beveled Edges are a local group, and they are releasing their album Bone Display, and it's not coming out to July 25th, but they have released a single from it called Vacuum Machine, which I'm going to play for you in just a quick sec. The Beveled Edges have been playing together since 2008 after Vicky and Colleen met while working at a Vancouver framing store, and that's actually where the name came from, go figure. And the music has really strong connections to West Coast landscape and nature, which we always love here, being in Vancouver, as well as connections to human emotions and experiences. It's very folky, it's very dreamy, but it's kind of mixed with a little more upbeat, up-tempo rock and reggae sound. All of the members are from musical backgrounds and come together to bring an amazing life to Colleen's beautiful words and melodies. And Colleen is, of course, the front woman that you're going to hear her beautiful voice in just a minute. If you're interested in learning more about these guys after I play them, the Beveled Edges will be playing at Café du Soleil on September 21st. Bit of a ways away, but something to keep in mind, with folk artist John Craigie from Santa Cruz, California. The new album, of course, Bone Display, is going to be released July 25th, but hey, if you like the way these guys sound, and I'm going to play them for you right now, go to their website, bevelededges.com, for more info. Always want to support the local groups, and I always love hearing from people. If you want to find a way to get in contact with me just to say you love the show, you hate the show, or hey, you got a friend who's in music, and they want to contact me, go to whatpinksoundslike.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Ashley Kissman. That's my handle there. Pretty simple, just the name. Until then, go, guys. Check this out. I think you're going to love it. This is Vacuum Machine by Beveled Edges.
In the dark circles, surrounded by the chocolate in your eyes, I try to see. Ching. chocolate your eyes. I try to see. Oh, I try to see.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And that was Mother Mother with Burning Pile off their sophomore album, Oh My. I love that album. And Mother Mother, of course, has got the latest from them as Eureka. But I always love to hear some old stuff, right? Thanks for listening to CITR. If I'm getting you through your lunch hour, that's fantastic. Or if you're just procrastinating on your couch, that's cool too. I would recommend, though, if it is sunny outside, just like step outside. Just step out the front door. Enjoy some of that vitamin D, because I really don't know when we're going to get it back. Oswaldo and I were joking just before he left. He's the host of the morning after show who comes on before me, and he was like, oh, I think this is going to be the last sun we're going to see for the rest of the July. And I'm like, how can you say such a thing? It was like sacrilegious. Anyways, guys, I'm a firm believer in summer should be hot. So hopefully you will join me in praying to the sun god that this will stick around. Today on What Pink Sounds Like, we are talking all about new music. And I love how indie artists can send music to radio hosts, especially at college radio campuses, because we're all about supporting the little guy. Or little girl, in this case, on my show. Next, I want to introduce you to the Dunfors. Now, you might have already heard of this group. It's true they've kind of received some coverage in Exclaim magazine, also a bit on CBC Radio 3. But I want to introduce you to them if you have not heard of them already. The Dunfors are a kind of a group with Janine Stoll as the front woman, and the rest are guys. And they're kind of this really fun folk jazzy world music group. And I can't really describe their sound, so I'll let you decide for yourself. But they have a new album out. It's called the award-winning album, and the official CD release event for the new album is going to be August 3rd here in Vancouver, which is really exciting. Thank you to Janine Stoll for emailing me and letting me know about this. Because sometimes, I mean, we're radio DJs. We're not perfect. We can't see everything. We don't know everything that's going on. So I really appreciated getting her email. This album, the award-winning album, is a follow-up to their 2009 album, and I love this title, How to Have Sex with Canadians. Isn't that great? Love it. The Toronto-based quartet continued to be nomadic in their musical influences on this sophomore album. There are elements of indie rock, contemporary pop, progressive folk, jazz, world music, and country merge to bolster the Dunfors and everything. It's very Canadiana vanguard is what some people are calling it. A musical expression that spans genres and stretches boundaries and stays rooted in the instrument's organic sound. So Wednesday, August 3rd at Café du Soleil here in Vancouver at 9:30 p.m. It's only $5, so put that on your calendar. And it's also features the Consonants from Edmonton. If you want to know more about them, go to the Dunfors.com, spelled Dunfors.com, and you can find more about them. I went to the website and I love it. They've got these hilarious pictures of Janine with her three bandmates, just in kind of hilarious 1950s-esque scenarios. Think like Mad Men, but a little more twisted, if possible. Anyways, guys, I'm really feeling it. The single that they've released from it is called Cherry Season, and I want to play it for you right now. Stay tuned. This is What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR.
Baked pie, sweet and tart, like a heart you could never win. No, but Hi, I'm CITR employee Brian Cochran. I planned a vacation at the end of July, only to realize that Battles are playing at the Rickshaw on Saturday the 23rd. Don't make the same mistake I did. Be at the Rickshaw to have your face melted and your mind blown when Battles tear through their amazing new Warp Records release, Gloss Drop. Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and High Life Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Don't blow it like I did. Go see Battles July 23rd at the Rickshaw.
Thank you.
and that was Ostra off the album Feel It Break, and that was this track The Choke. Great album all around, and if you're into them as much as I am, you'll definitely want to check out their concert Thursday, July 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret here in Vancouver. Ostra performs with Cold Cave. You can check out liveband.com or Timber Productions for more information about kind of where to get tickets. Tickets are cheap, though, so check it out. Check it out. They won't break the bank. Up next, I want to play for you Love Cuts, and I did have the pleasure of interviewing Cheryl, Katie, and Tracy, the trio, of course, that make up Love Cuts, last week, and I aired that interview on What Pink Sounds Like. If you missed it, check out the interview on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. Thanks again to Oswaldo and vanmusic.com, the blog, for kind of attaching my interview and that blog post to their blog. So hopefully if you're a fan, you'll definitely check it out. Exclusive interview. It was their first, but I'm sure it won't be their last. This is High, Smile, and Wave off their EP online on their Bandcamp page. Check it out. Local band Love Cuts will also be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver. That's just more of them for you. They'll be all performing in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 26th. And more information about that, of course, check out their Bandcamp page. Really, really fun group of girls to interview. So I hope to have them on soon. Here's another show you should definitely check out here in Vancouver.
San Francisco's Painted Palms are making a special visit to Vancouver, Monday, July 25th at the Media Club. Painted Palms will paint a smile on your face with their delightful melodies, effortless harmonies, and friendly psychedelia. Plus, they're a bunch of hot babes. Opening up the show will be Vancouver's own Vincent Parker and Trippy Tripped Out Tripsters, Sleep Letters. $8 advance tickets are available online now at eventbrite.com. Don't miss Painted Palms with Vincent Parker and Sleep Letters, July 25th at Media Club. Brought to you by WinnieCooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, now on with the music here on What Pink Sounds Like. Here is Glass Ceiling by Julie Black.
Living your life in anticipation, wondering why it took forever. You're almost out of ammunition. So grab your friend just by the hand and say, we can make it if we try. We can make it, you and I, away from all this pain. We can make it if we try. We can make it, yes, we'll fly. So let's just break. Break through the glass ceiling. Break through the glass ceiling. Give it a while, it won't take much longer. You're asking me, but know the answers. You're looking around for restoration. Don't worry about what people have to say. We can make it if we try. We can make it, you and I, away from all this pain. We can make it if we try. We can make it, yes, we'll fly.
And that was Julie Black off her album, The Black Book. And that was The Glass Ceiling. Kind of a good old girl power anthem going on there. Other R&B artists like Melanie Fiona, which we played earlier in the show, one of the few kind of Canadian female R&B artists that have really made it big. So congrats to them, because that's kind of an underrated genre of music here in Canada. We still have some catching up to do to our American counterparts in the South there. New music for you here also to play for you that I want to share with you is by Ariel S. Lee. Now, this is a girl, again, who contacted me just through my blog, and I want to thank her for doing that, because it's kind of a great way for me to get to know new artists. Now, she sounds a lot like Avril Lavigne to me, and many of the songs I've heard kind of center on themes of coming of age, you know, dealing with love, dealing with relationships, and dealing with kind of these epiphanies you have as, you know, when you're a teenager kind of into your 20s, if you're a student in university. So hopefully you'll be able to relate. Very pop rock sound to her, and she's actually from Sacramento, California. She's a 26-year-old singer-songwriter, and she contacted me, and she just wanted to let me know more about her. She calls herself an alternative artist. She's unsigned, but she has been kind of writing music since she was 13, and she just loves it. She's got an album available on iTunes called The Vigilante, and she loves my site because, you know, she's a feminist herself. She started the Feminist Majority Foundation chapter at her school, and she's kind of just all about making sure that women know that they're much more than maybe just how they look or just how they act and everything. And that's what this song that she sent me is all about. This is called Brave New World, and it's all about telling those artists who are trying to make it big, those female artists trying to make it big in the industry, that you don't need to kind of dumb yourself down or sex yourself up to really get where you want to go. So You check it out. This is Brave New World by Ariel S. Lee.
You're my friend, but you stab my back. can't remember pain, and she can't remember sunshine, and she can't remember rain.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
And I'm about to head out, folks, but stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM because we've got Linda B with Give 'Em the Boot coming up next right here, so don't touch that dial. Thanks for listening to What Pink Sounds Like today, and thanks again to all the lovely local bands and even that last one, Ariel from Sacramento, for sending me some of your music. If you want to send some music, go to whatpinksoundslike.com. I'll also have some website information for those artists that you hear today in case you want to follow up with them and check them out. I will leave you with now Chrissy Cochran. This is her latest album, Darling, Darling. And here's the delightful track, Mexico. Have a great day, guys.